Welcome to the Memorable Experiences Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Hubler, hospitality extraordinaire. My husband, Jeff Hubler, is a retired restaurateur who is all about the business. Together, we will bring you hospitality tips, business advice, and interviews with incredible people in the hospitality industry. We hope you find actionable items in our podcast to level up your guest experience and increase your bottom line. Let's dive into today's topic. Well, good morning, everyone. It's Jen.
And Jeff.
And we are here on a beautiful, snowy Colorado morning in February, and we had a special assignment.
Why aren't we skiing today?
That is an excellent question. It's because you have to go to the airport and my snow pants ripped, but that's another story for another time. So we got a special assignment from Kathy Dixon from OES Communications. She is helping us put together the website for this podcast. And she asked us to record a podcast about why we're starting the Memorable Experiences hospitality brand.
So, Jen, do you want to start on why we're doing it, or would you like me to?
It's up to you. How do you want to roll?
I'll start. I think that we're starting it just because we have a lot of experience based in the restaurant industry, and we'd like to share that and make people's lives who own and manage restaurants easier with our knowledge through all the things that we've learned in our years of experience in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, you've absolutely hit the nail on the head. So for those of you who are new to the podcast, we've got a lot of information about what we've done in the past on our website. So you can check out the About section at memorableexperienceshospitality.com. But I know for me, my love and passion for restaurants started when I was really young, and I worked in this Mexican restaurant near where I grew up in Bethesda, Maryland. And I made every mistake in the book, and I probably made a lot of people's lives way more difficult than they had to be, like, just to shoot it straight, because I had no idea what I was doing. And even though that was a corporate restaurant, you know, they didn't teach me a ton of things about how to be successful as a server in their restaurant. And for me, after that experience rolling into guest ranching and then into restaurants professionally, having a structure and having someone who's there to teach you how to be successful is a game changer. I mean, when you can increase your sales as a server substantially just by connecting with people, it changes your life. It brings you from a hobby job to a career job. So I know for me, you know, not only am I super passionate about hospitality, guest connection, events, catering, we'll get into all of that, but it's so important to me to just bring massive value to people working in restaurants. Like you said, not just those who own and manage, but also the people working in them. If we can share one tidbit that makes someone a little bit of extra money or that helps increase the bottom line, why not do it?
Yeah, I agree. I think all aspects, really, you know, if the server makes more money, then the restaurant makes more money. You know, it's everyone doing 100% of what they need to be doing. And I think we can share our knowledge to help people get to that point.
Absolutely. And for people who don't know Jeff really yet, Jeff, why don't you speak a little bit about your experiences in restaurants, just so people kind of have an idea of our two different perspectives, because they are a little bit different.
Well, I have no formal training in anything. I started off as a dishwasher, worked my way through restaurants to manage and then eventually own restaurants. I bought a restaurant when I was 30 years old, went on to open another one, did concessions, opened another taco stand, opened a liquor store. Just did a lot of things in my life through restaurants, and my experience mostly, I always liked the cooking aspect and the back part of the kitchen. It came naturally to me. So I have a lot more, passion in that area, whereas Jen has more in the front of the house. So I think together we can give a good full range of knowledge for an overall restaurant experience and training and everything you need to know for the to become successful in your restaurant business.
Yeah, absolutely. And for what it's worth, for, again, people who are tuning in, you know, Jeff purchasing a restaurant at 30 years old, I mean, what did that workload look like for you as you were building that brand and then expanding it?
Well, I got to the point, I'm working 80 hours a week. Why am I doing this for someone else? And they're getting all the reward, and I'm just getting the same, basically, no matter how hard I work. And I got to the point where I think I just outgrew the management position and needed to do something on my own. So I could have total control, and I could basically get to the financial independence I wanted to get to.
Right. And I think that part of this podcast, like you were saying, is kind of giving restaurateurs, owners, managers shortcuts, right? Because when you bought your first restaurant, you know, that workload was so crazy, and you probably learned a lot by trial and error. And any of those tidbits that we can share with people to make their lives easier and more profitable faster, totally worth it.
Yeah, I think my biggest mistake was working too much. When I first started, I wanted to be there all the time and be in control of everything. And, you know, I was there from 7 a.m. till 2 a.m. almost every day.
That's crazy. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it was a lot. And I got tired. And eventually, you know, I learned through experience how to lighten my load and make it easier as the operator to, you know, run everything. Because I was, you know, when you have 2 restaurants, a taco stand, a liquor store, a ball field concession all at the same time, there's a lot of things going on. And it's hard sometimes to trust people to take over the aspects that you're used to running.
Yes, absolutely. I know I can definitely speak for that in my experience too. So as Jeff alluded to, my expertise is definitely front of the house, and I am super, super passionate about the guest experience. So Jeff is the expert businessman, and I am your expert hospitality manager. And I live and breathe this, and it's so funny. So I currently sell real estate, but restaurants has been a passion of mine, like I said, forever. And for years, I helped run a catering, sales, and hospitality training program for a large restaurant group. And during that time, we also grew substantially. And it was really exciting because I got to start working with someone to manage the events that I sold. And you're talking about kind of like losing control and trusting other people and handing them over. I had so much trial by fire in learning how to trust other people and handing over the reins to something that, you know, I felt like I'd contributed substantially to and felt a lot of ownership of. So one of the things I'm really looking forward to on this podcast again, and through, of course, our hospitality course, which is coming soon, is just to help give people shortcuts. Help them get there faster, help them grow their bottom line sooner, and to create that incredible guest experience that just brings people back over and over and over again, because repeat business is the best kind of business.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best part of this is, like you said, the shortcut. You're going to get all our knowledge, where it took us a long time to learn these things by trial and error. We made mistakes, we learned from them. And now we have the knowledge to pass on to you so you don't make the same mistakes.
Right. And hopefully we have some fun, and, you know, the podcast is entertaining, and we're going to interview some incredible people, because, you know, we have almost 50 years of experience between the two of us. But there are definitely, of course, other experts in the field that we want to bring in, have them share their experiences. And again, if we can just get you one amazing takeaway for every podcast that makes your life easier, makes your guest experience a little bit more consistent, gives your servers more sales tools, you know, if it helps grow your bottom line by just, you know, a couple $1,000s, it's totally worth it for us to be here for you, and just to provide as much value as we can.
Yeah, I think that Jen's podcast with some restaurant industry leaders is going to be very knowledgeable and interesting, and very entertaining as well.
I hope entertaining. You know, we try to have fun. It's like all about having fun, right?
Exactly. And, we're also going to go to restaurants and talk about our experiences and things that they could have done better or worse. Or, you know, it's just, you know, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And so Jeff and I, obviously, after spending a gazillion years in the industry between the two of us, I mean, we love food. But I think more than just loving food is we love going out, and we love being together. We love going with our friends. We love going with our families, and we love the experiences and the memories that get created at restaurants. And having been on the inside track for so long, we have so much fun watching what people do to make things special, to make their restaurant different, to create the vibe. I mean, like, it's so fun to go to a total dive and have an amazing experience, right? That's just as good as a five-star experience, but completely different. And why? And people love both ends of the spectrum. So we're so excited to share with you too some of our favorite places around the world. We do live in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, which is an amazing little resort town. If you've never been here, I highly encourage you to visit. There's great things to do all year round. And we have an amazing restaurant scene. But Jeff's son, my stepson, plays hockey, and we travel all over the state of Colorado watching him play. So Vail, Beaver Creek, Silverthorn, Aspen, Telluride, Denver, Grand Junction, all over the place. So we'll be talking about restaurants all over Colorado. And then we also have a second home somewhere pretty cool. Where's our other house?
A little town called Pescadero in Baja.
And the food scene in this teeny tiny little town, Pescadero in Baja California Sur, is absolutely incredible. We will share with you all of our favorite taco stands, our favorite beachfront restaurants, you know, high end to walk up with bowls of, you know, toppings on the side. And hopefully we'll be able to bring those business owners on here too, so they can talk about their experiences and, you know, what's different in their communities. And we just really look forward to sharing our experiences, like Jeff said, eating around the world, his business experience, my hospitality experience, to help you have a more successful and regularly visited restaurant.
Yeah, and I think in the area of Baja, we'll probably do some interviews, because we had a place in Cabo for a long time, for some restaurant owners and operators there as well, and probably in Todos Santos as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't been to Baja California Sur, I mean, there are just so many incredible towns. The people there are so hospitable. Like, the United States could really take a good lesson, I think, from how welcoming and warm the Mexican communities are in general, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of great friends there that we've known for years and years, and communicate with them on a daily basis almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you think we answered Kathy's question? Do you think we talked about why we're doing it?
I believe so. If not, I'm sure she will let us know.
Absolutely. And, you know, also, for what it's worth, I just want to include this because I think it speaks to how long we've been planning this and talking about this. We started talking about this podcast and these hospitality courses over 5 years ago. And we're starting here with the podcast, and we're so excited about the course, but we have a massive vision for this Memorable Experiences hospitality brand, and we hope to someday bring together restaurateurs, chefs, managers, you know, all different types of people in the restaurant industry in events and conferences all over the world, and just create networking opportunities. This is just the beginning, and we're just really looking forward to an opportunity to serve all of you to the best of our abilities and just bring you massive, massive value in the area of restauranting and hospitality.
I think you summed it up great.
Well, thanks, handsome.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Well, guys, wishing you the greatest of days. The snow is starting to slow down here. The sun is coming out. Too bad Jeff has to run to the airport, or I think we'd be hitting the slopes.
Yeah, possibly.
Well, thanks for tuning in. We look forward to your feedback. We look forward to you enjoying the episodes, and we can't wait to get this party started.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Memorable Experiences podcast. If you liked this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a review to help get the word out to as many people as possible. You can find and tag me on the socials at jen.hubler, or you can find us online at memorableexperienceshospitality.com. Until next time.